Okay, this is going to be list building 101. So first of all, let's start off with the most important thing. The size of your list is not the critical piece. It's your relationship with the list. And if you have a good relationship with your list, then you will have what I call a hyper list. And I've seen people with a list of, you know, 1,000 people outperform people with lists of 20 or 30,000 people. And you can take those numbers and scale them any way you want. A good list of 10,000 can outperform a list of 100,000 or 200,000. A good list of 100 people can outperform a list of 1,000 people. It's all about your relationship with your list. Okay, so let's take that one step further. If you have that relationship with your list and you get that hyper list, then all of a sudden you start to see basically the hyper list can actually grow itself, because as you build a relationship with it, they'll start to tell other people about it, and all of a sudden you'll start to grow through word of mouth. It will also, a hyper list will help you with cash on demand, because, well, that's obvious. You can publish anytime you want. You can send out a broadcast and literally make money anytime you want. That's the cash on demand aspect. It will also produce partners and affiliates. It will actually help you create content. They will give you, your hyper list will give you product ideas. And as you run ideas by them, they'll give you feedback on those ideas. And you'll actually find employees and even volunteers to work for you within your list. Okay, so list building rule number one is always focus on list building no matter what. You should always be focused on your list building. Your list building metrics, in other words, your measures of what a subscriber's worth, what your opt-in rate is, how many people are subscribing, what your unsub rate is, and what your list growth is, those are the most important metrics or measures in your business. It's almost like that's your dashboard. And you're always watching your opt-in rate. Is you look at how many people visit your site, and then you look of the number of people that visit your site, what percent join your list? That's your opt-in rate. And these measures are the most important measures within your business. Okay, you're probably going to end up having lots of lists. People end up with lots and lots of lists. That's especially like if you have a service like Profile.com or AWeber, where you can literally create another list in 5 minutes. It doesn't cost you any more money. But really, the way I break down my list, there's prospects and there's clients. And your client list is worth 10 to 15 times what your prospect list is worth. Those are people that have already bought from you. Okay, groundwork. Number one, testing. I've done more testing around opt-in rates than any other metric in my business. It's easy to test for your opt-ins, to make changes to see about what that does to your opt-in rate. Do you get more people opting in or fewer people? And the reason I say it's easy is because if you're going to test, the most important thing is that you have a lot of data, because if you only have a small amount of data, it takes you forever to run a test. So like you're almost always going to have fewer buyers. So if you're going to test something like your sales letter, maybe you're going to test your headline in your sales letter, you're going to have fewer buyers, fewer actions. And when there's fewer actions, so someone hits your site, they're either going to leave your site or they're going to do what you want them to do, what you're testing on. And when they do what you're testing on, in other words, if you're testing your sales process, if they buy from you, that's an action. And testing is based on the number of actions you have. Unless you have a decent number of actions, it will take you forever to do a test. Well, it's a lot easier to get an opt-in generally than it is to get someone to buy from you, so you have a lot more actions. So that means it's a lot easier to test your opt-in rates and your whole opt-in process than it is to test your actual sales data. So it's not only, so it's a lot easier to test, it's faster to test your opt-ins, but also it directly applies to the most important thing in your business, which is building your list. Okay, groundwork number two, list hosting. I'm going to make no bones about this. I've already talked about this in the past. The single place that I would recommend is Profile.com. I've been through all kinds of different list hosts over the years, many, many, many different list hosts, many different styles of list hosts. I've even tried hosting it on my own machine. The best in my opinion, is Profilo.com. Now, Profilo.com is actually my private label version of AWeber.com. So if you go to Profilo, it's actually sort of like a super duper affiliate program. I'll make a small amount of money, but I'm not telling you to go there because of that. I'm telling you because they're the best, in my opinion, in terms of getting stuff, getting your email delivered and getting it delivered when you want it to be delivered. If you go with Profilo, it's basically the same as going with AWeber.com. The only difference, you know, they'll do all your support. They're running your lists. They're doing everything for you. The only difference is twofold. One, like I said, it's my private label version, so I've spent a lot of money to get this set up. I'll make a few dollars in commission if you go there. The other thing is you will get some bonus training videos. I haven't completed them yet, but I will soon, and then you'll get those bonus training videos that show how to do some of the advanced ninja stuff that I figure out how to do there. So that is, you rarely hear me making an endorsement this strong, but an unequivocal endorsement of Profilo.com, or if you just don't want me to get the few dollars in commissions, go to AWeber.com. So this is my super duper complicated list building formula. Traffic plus conversion equals a list. So traffic is traffic coming into your site. Conversion is where you're convincing them to opt into your list, and you do that and you've got a list. And so basically list building is working on different ways to get traffic to your site and different ways to increase the conversion, and then you're building your list. One other thing I want to say about that is, my first time I started building a list, I was getting one person every few days joining my list. Then eventually I got up to like one person a day, then three or four people a day. Then eventually I was able to get that, grow that up into like the 24 per day, 27, hit like the 30, 34 people per day. I was pretty happy with that. Never did much better than in that like sort of 27 to 34 range where it would fluctuate depending on traffic. Never could really get it much bigger than that. But nevertheless, I grew that list from zero to 80,000 people by doing that. Because if you put 33 people on your list per day, that's 1,000 people per month. That's 12,000 people per year. You know, I ran that list for 7 or 8 years, and then, you know, bingo, all of a sudden you got 80,000 people. It was approximately 80,000. You're never sure. With a list that big, you're never really sure exactly how many people, because you have duplicate addresses and you have some addresses that become undeliverable and stuff like that. But it was a big list, and it was in a high-dollar niche. That was in the investing niche, which is a lucrative high-dollar niche. Okay, next, conversion. I'm going to go over some ways to convert people with squeeze pages, with pop-ups, and with subscription boxes. So squeeze pages are basically where you have a website or you have a web page that you send traffic to, and you basically you give people a decision. They can either give you their name and email address, or they can leave your site. So you absolutely focus the entire you focus your entire site on getting the opt-in. Or not the entire site, but this entire page is all about the getting the opt-in. You don't give people any choice to go and look at other links and find out other stuff about you. They either have a choice, subscribe or don't subscribe. This is one of the best ways of building a list. This, you can see, is a squeeze page I used for productlaunchformula.com. This is where I got that from. You can see I'm going to flip back and forth. It's basically the exact same design. This is a design from doubleyourdating.com. My friend Eben Pagan created this page and tested it. So I thought I'd try it out and test it, and it worked pretty well for me. So you see, you don't have to be terribly complex. There you go. There's the two opt-in pages, the two squeeze pages. Okay, let's go. Now this is a pop-up. Now everyone hates pop-ups, right? Well, you might hate them, but they're effective. And these are what we call DHTML pop-ups. Or they're unblockable pop-ups. They aren't really pop-ups that that open up in a new browser. They actually open up within your browser. This functionality is actually built right into Profilo.com. So if you get Profilo.com, you'll get the basically, you know, it's just a step-by-step to create a pop-up and put it on your site, and it's all built right into Profilo.com. So this is here's one example of a pop-up. Here's another example, very, very similar. These are very, very effective. Here's another one. Just a very similar thing, very similar. These are just easy pop-ups to put in place, and they make a big difference. Now, here's just good old subscription box. You can see over here, I'll tell you what, you're going to get a lot fewer subscriptions if you use this versus a squeeze page or a pop-up. But if you have one of these portal type sites where you're getting tons of people coming, you got all kinds of content on your site, and you don't want to take the chance of using a squeeze page, then it's not as effective, but you'll still get people signing up here. So, and in terms of obtrusiveness, this is the most obtrusive because they can't do anything unless they subscribe. This is the next most intrusive. You're going to pop up, this box on them. They can either, fill out their name and stuff, or they can click here to close. And this is the least obtrusive, but, you're not going to get the kind of signups you would with the other ones. Here's another form of a subscription box, the exact same thing, or very, very similar over here. Here is another one where it's built into, this is like where you hit a page, it'll be a long form sales letter, but in it, in the middle of it, this is called a Johnson box, where you just have this box and it's in the middle of a sales letter and it tells people to go ahead and subscribe here. This is from Jamarama.com, which is a learn guitar site. Okay, so those are ways, and of course, this is list building 101, so I'm moving quick, and those are ways, this is really quickly how to convert traffic into subscriptions. Okay, now let's talk about traffic. Now, there's lots and lots of ways to get traffic, but I'm just going to cover three of them here that I use with list building. So as you can see, I've got natural traffic. That's people coming from the search engines, that find you by doing a search of the search engines, or it's people that follow other links to you. Then there's pay-per-click. That's where you advertise and pay on a per-visitor basis. And then there's joint ventures, which is the mother of all list building methods and the quickest way to build a quick list, a big list. Okay, let's see, so using natural traffic, you've got natural search traffic, which is from the search engines. You've got articles that you write and put on other sites, and you've got links and forums and everything else. So let's just look at a quick diagram here. These are, here we've got four areas. They all fall in the general area of natural traffic. And of course, this is not an exhaustive list, but this is a starter list for you. Of course, you've got various links here. I've actually got it listed twice. You've got natural search, so that's people finding in the search engines, and you've got forums. So you can see I've got the natural search is generally, they're going to come in to your site, usually not into a squeeze page. The natural search is usually going to drop people onto some other page on your site. So then you're basically, remember in the conversion, we talked about three different things. We talked about pop-ups, we talked about sign-up forms on your site, and we talked about squeeze pages. Generally, the natural search traffic is going to come into pages that are not squeeze pages, that are either pop-ups, that either are regular pages that have either sign-up forms or pop-ups. Often or generally, you're going to get links from people. They're not going to want to link into a squeeze page either. They're going to send people onto regular pages on your site, so you're dependent on pop-ups and sign-up forms. Now, forums can be, and actually some links, if they're like affiliate links or joint venture links, then you can send them to a squeeze page. Now, forums, like in your signature, you could drop people onto a squeeze page, depending on the forum, depending on your presence on the forum, sort of the way things go on that forum, you can drop people on a squeeze page. Or it might be a softer squeeze page where it doesn't look sort of like that squeeze page I have, but it drops them somewhere that says, to get a free report, sign up here. Forums, like if you're posting in forums, if you're going to post a link, you're just generally going to want to send a link to like a regular web page. So then you're following this one here to pop-ups and sign-up forms. Okay, so that's natural traffic. Now let's move on. So what do you do for natural traffic? One way you get people to opt in is by offering either a report or a video or a mini course. A mini course is beautiful to get like, a five-part mini course on how to play guitar. Five-part mini course on how to grow tomatoes. Five-part mini course on how to carve wooden dolls. And so you get them, and that's the promise to get their email address. So then we have the DHTML pop-ups. I already talked about those. They're included at profollow.com. You can also, if you're using a different host, I hope you can read that. It's Focus Generator. You can actually buy this software. I don't know how much it costs. It's not, I think it's under $100 for the software. There's other software available. If you do have Profollow or AWeber, it's built right in. And then, let's see. So the links, forums, you can always go out and you can try to find people that put up links to your site. That's more of, in my opinion, a 1990s type of thing in terms of driving traffic. It's always good to have links and to pursue links and get links from other sites. That helps your search engine rankings. But it doesn't, for most sites, it doesn't tend to drive a ton of traffic. If you can get a key link on a key site, maybe you put up an article on their site that gets a lot of traffic, it can send you a lot of traffic that way. Forums, if you create a presence on various forums, now, you know, I've already shown you how to do that in some of your homework. You go out, you create a presence on the forums, and you can occasionally put links back to your site in your messages if it's relevant to like your message. If you're teaching people about something, if you're telling people about something on a forum and there's greater there's greater material on your site, then you can refer them back there. You can also use signatures on most forums. Always check the rules and play within the rules in the forums, because nothing will backfire fast than going out and spamming the forums and just marketing your stuff. You don't want to do that. That is very counterproductive. Okay, using pay-per-click, you want to send traffic to a squeeze page. And this is really is very much a numbers game. You got to take a look at what a subscriber is worth and then look at how much it's costing you, not just to get the click, but to get the subscriber. And if you're using double opt-in, which I would recommend for most sites, what does it cost you not just to get someone to your site and to get them to subscribe, but to get someone to double opt in? You know, if you're getting 70% of your people to double opt in, then that raises the cost it's going to take. Then there's this thing called the Google slap, and that's where Google doesn't really like you sending people to a squeeze page. Generally, the way I found to get around that is by having a site that has good content. So Google slap, they judge your site, at least as I'm recording this, my current experience, they judge the quality of your site, not the quality of your page. So if you have a good quality site with good content, and one way to do that is to have a blog and publish regularly to that blog, if you have a good site with good content, then they're not going to slap you in general. Another way you can do this is by putting content, putting at the bottom of the page. You could put a link to your blog or some other content. They like that. Worst things come to worst, you can put some content down below the fold, so there is some content on the page. Or you could create a squeeze page with a video. They seem to like that. So that's ways you can get around the Google slap. And briefly, for people who aren't aware, the Google slap is where Google really doesn't like you sending the traffic just to a pure squeeze page off of your AdWords ad. So what they do is they will raise the price that they're charging you. Effectively, they'll make you pay more money for the traffic. So this is the way to get around the Google slap, is to have a good site with good quality content somewhere on the site. It doesn't necessarily have to be on that page. Again, they judge the quality of your site, not just of your page. And these things are always changing, but as of right now, that's the way things are working. Okay, using joint ventures. This is the single fastest way to build your business and to build your list. Basically, you're tapping right into the people who have lists, and you're getting them to promote for you. So, I mean, this is something I think I learned first from John Reese. If you're looking for traffic, well, just go find where the traffic is right now, and the traffic is stored in the lists of other people in your market, in your niche. So if you go to them and you create an incentive for them to send people traffic to your site, they can just, it's like turning on a faucet. They've got that list. They can just flip the switch and send you a ton of traffic. So this is the fastest way to grow your list and grow your business. So here's some joint venture models. You can have your JV partners mail to a squeeze page. The squeeze page adds people to your list. then you send your list to your sales letter and to your sales process and to your launch. And then you end up paying your partners based on those leads. So if your partner sends you, John Smith to your site and John Smith's to your squeeze page, he opts in on your squeeze page. You're then tracking him. You set a cookie in his browser. Hopefully you track him to your list. And then when he ends up buying, then he gets tracked back to the partner that sent him, and that partner gets paid on a percentage basis. Now, here's a very, very similar model, but if you take a look, they're basically identical. The only difference is instead of giving them a part of the commission or part of the sale as a commission, you give them 100% of the commission. Now, this is a radical, aggressive way to build your business, because basically most partners, the more money you pay them, the greater percentage that you pay them, the more enthusiastically they're going to promote you. So you can do this if you know in the long run that you're going to sell something else to your prospects, to the people buying from you. If you've got a back-end product that you know is going to convert, then you can afford to pay 100% commission. Now, I'm not saying you have to do this or you need to do this, but I'm basically just pointing out that the more you pay in commission, the more active and enthusiastic your partners are going to be. Now, let's take that to another extreme. What if you paid, instead of 100% commission, you paid 150% commission? Now, before you did something crazy like this, you're going to have to know your metrics. What's a new person on your prospect list worth, and what's a new person on your buyer's list, your client list worth? And once you know those numbers, then you can figure out what kind of commission you can afford to pay. And one thing I want to point out, in this model, they send people to your squeeze page. So let's say this person sends 1,000 people to your squeeze page, okay? Then, or let's just say they send 2,000 people to your squeeze page and half of them opt in. Now there's 1,000 people on your list, okay? You've got 1,000 people on your list. Now you send them here, and let's say of those 1,000, 20 of them end up buying, okay? And if 20 of them buy, and let's say it's a $100 product. So now you've got $2,000 in sales. And if it's 100% commission, that means you're going to pay $3,000 to your partner. Now, let's just say, keep everything simple. If it's a digital product, you've done a $3,000 in sales. It hasn't cost you anything really to deliver that. I guess it would cost you some in your merchant fees, but let's keep it simple and forget about merchant fees for right now. And so you make $2,000 in sales. You give $3,000 to your partner. That means you're out $1,000. But what have you done? You've added 1,000 people to your list, and you've added 20 clients to your client list, okay? So in most markets, 1,000 people on your prospect list and 20 people on your client list, especially 20 people who bought at the $100 price point, is well worth that extra $1,000 you're going to pay your partner. So you're out 1,000. You did 2,000 in sales, and you paid your partner $3,000, so you're out $1,000, but you've essentially spent $1,000 to put 1,000 people on your list and put 20 clients on your client list. So that's how that math can work. Then if all of a sudden you're selling them something else down the road, you can see how this can work very, very quickly. So I'm just not, this is an advanced strategy, not a beginner strategy. Okay. Joint venture model number 4. This is basically, this is a great model to use if you don't have a product. Let's say you have some expertise or in this domain. You know what you're talking about. You know what's going on. This is, and you can convince your partners that you know what's going on. This is where you have your partner send to a squeeze page, and then the squeeze page is basically tells them they can get on a teleseminar if they opt in. This is really great if you're starting from scratch. So basically, you just have to find one partner or more that knows, you know, that you can convince that you know what's going on. And in fact, you can even have the partner interview you. If you wanted to do this on a list by list basis, you can go to the partner, say, boy, I've got this great area of knowledge. You want to interview me? Or you can even go to them. Now, this takes a little finagling, but you might go to them and get and tell them you're going to do an interview with them. And then, so you have them send them to your squeeze page, have them opt in to the teleseminar, and then the teleseminar is you basically asking them stuff. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but that actually works. So you can go to part, I mean, I've seen it over and over, even in the most competitive of markets. Because basically the pitch would be, hey, I know, you know, how are you interested in some basically creating some content real painlessly? I'll interview you. Let's just have you email your list to this squeeze page, and I'll take care of everything else. I'll get the bridge line. I'll get it all set up, and then we'll get in. I'll interview you, and then basically you can have that interview, and that will be you can use it for content. You can use it for a bonus. You can use it as a product or whatever. I'm a great interviewer, and you're going to end up with a great product. And if you went and did that to like 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 people, all of a sudden you'd have a sizable list. You might even be able to work it in so that you both get access to the content. So if you say you set it up with 12 different JV partners where you said, I'm going to interview you. You just send them to the squeeze page. We're going to, then I'll take care of everything. We'll put them on my list. I'll do all the follow-up. I'll make sure they get on the call, and then you'll get the content. You'll get the recording. Or while we're on the call, we can make a pitch. We can sell your material in the back end. So you're going to get sales, plus you're going to get this recording. And then you went to 10 or 12 different people. You have 10 or 12 different recordings. You make a part of the agreement that you get access to the recording as well. And all of a sudden, you've got a big, lengthy home study course, and you've built a list. So you've used the partners to help you build a list and create the product. In return, you've given them recordings, and possibly you've sold some of their product for them. Sounds crazy, but this is you can actually go into a brand new market and create a presence, create a list, and create a product all at the same time by doing this. And I have seen this done in the most competitive of markets. It really does work. Here's number 5. This is basically very, very similar, except for it's very similar to number 3 up here, except for, well, without the 150% commission, but where you've put together some type of a PDF report, some type of a video, something special, and the partners then could say, hey, you can go get this free content. And partners like to mail for people with free content, especially if you can track and then end up paying them down the road. That's the golden combination, is that you give your partners something good to mail to their prospects. You know, if they can mail a list about good videos or good PDFs or good audios or good teleseminars, and then down the road they're going to end up making commissions, that's a very, very effective model. And here I say you can either squeeze your prospects before they get the report, or you can just give them the report for free, but then buried within the report are kickback offers. So in other words, they're reading and they say, and it says, okay, if you want to go get this, you know, this is the cool PDF report, but if you want to get the super cool PDF report, then go to this link. And then that link is basically a squeeze page that puts them on your list. And now you'll get much fewer people doing it that second way, but those people will be, you know, more highly qualified because they actually did read your report. And so they're going to be much more highly qualified. And a lot of times partners will be more susceptible to actually mailing someone straight to a report rather than sending them to a squeeze page for a report. Okay. Finding joint venture partners. This is going to be a review for you since we already covered some of this, but you just go to Google and you type in whatever your keyword phrase is. If it's growing tomatoes, you type in growing tomatoes, and here's your potential partners. It's that easy. Potential partners are here and they're over here. These are the natural search listings. These are the pay-per-click listings. You just click through on all these, and now you know the sites that are in your niche, and now it's just a matter of developing the relationships with them. Here's another way to do it, is you go to Amazon.com. Every one of these authors here wants to sell more books. So authors in particular are very, very happy to get into this model that I told you about. They just wrote a book. They don't know anything about information marketing. So if you can teach them how you can actually go from just being an author of a book to being an author of a multimedia course, and I'm going to interview you, and then you can have the audio. A lot of them have websites, and some of them have lists. So authors work really, really well with that model. So Amazon, I'll tell you what, these guys, you might think they're an author, they're a famous person. They're not. They're sitting there at home trying to figure out how to sell more books. You can click through, look at their books. Often there's a website, often there's a link to the author, and you can follow through with them and they will respond because they are hungry to sell more books. You can find, I already talked about this in some of the other homework, do a search on your key phrase and the word forum. And if you do that, then you're going to find the forums. Look on the forums for the people that are active. Follow their links to their websites. They could be great partners. And then finally, if you do a search on Google of growing tomatoes, whatever your key phrase is, plus the word affiliate, you can find out the people that have affiliate programs. And if they have affiliate programs, they probably are affiliates for other programs. So go through, click, join their affiliate programs, and see how, what they're promoting, how they're promoting. Start selling their stuff. That's a great way to build a relationship if you can actually sell their stuff for them. Okay, these next couple slides are going to be review because we've already covered a lot of this in Module 2. Approaching potential partners. First of all, it's a numbers game. You want to be persistent. You don't want to be a pest. Being a pest is never good, but be persistent. If you don't hear back, just follow up. Expect to land 5% of the people you're going after. That's why I say it's a numbers game. You might have to, if you approach 50 people, you know, you might get 10 people, 10 partners. Even if you approach, 20 people, what would that give you? They'd give you one partner, right? And so, I mean, you want more than one. So, I mean, just work on getting two or three partners. Okay. And then the thing is, success breeds success. As soon as you have one partner or affiliate and they start to have success, then you can take that story of their success and tell it to other people. So when you bring them in, work with them, do your best to get them some sales, to get them success, because success breeds success. Those people are all probably talking to each other. So if someone does really well with promoting one, like your stuff, he'll probably talk to other people and tell other people about that success. I've already covered this. This is the general order of the from least preferable to most preferable is email. Is the worst. Phone is better. Direct mail is better. Lumpy mail is just the idea of you stick something in your mail. If the envelope isn't flat, people are curious and they always want to know what's in that mail. So they'll end up opening it up to see what's in there. So you could stick a toy in there or some coins or all kinds of different things just to make it lumpy. That's a whole nother course I could do on lumpy mail. FedEx is better than regular mail. Live events is the king of creating relationships. And if you're at live events, if you can get introductions to people, it's better than walking up to someone cold. And then use product launch formula, use scarcity, social proof, reciprocity, be event-based, and use sequences. So, you know, you're learning about all this stuff. When you can actually use this stuff on your partners and on potential partners to get them involved, and on partners that are already set up, you can use it on them to get them activated. Okay, finally, or in one slide, remember to optimize your opt-in conversion. This is some of the most important work you'll do on your site. Remember, you need to have a good relationship with your list. You should always work on that. Start building natural search traffic natural traffic through search engines, through articles, and through forums, through links. Start using pay-per-click, like at AdWords, but know what your numbers are, know your metrics and what a subscriber's worth, and go out there and find joint venture partners. Remember, this is all 101, so this is an overview. I'm moving really quickly, but this is list building 101. This is the important, this is how you build a list. This is how I've built lists of, you know, up to, my biggest list to date is at 80,000 people, but if you add up all my lists, hundreds of thousands of people. This is how I build lists through these five bullets. And finally, remember, it's all about list relationship, your list relationship, and you're always striving to have that hyper list. So that's it for List Building 101. Go out there and go get them. There's nothing more valuable than having a list. You won't need to save for your kids' college education if you've got a list. So go start building, and it all starts with one person. No one starts with a huge list. Everyone starts with one person and builds from there.